The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, said today he believes democratic elections can be held in the country within a year. He said once a new government is in power, our work is done here. Bremer's optimistic assessment occurred as news of the deaths of two American soldiers was reported. One was killed by small arms fire north of Baghdad. The other was killed in a landmine explosion near Baghdad airport. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. Is this the first time a senior official has mentioned an end date for U.S. involvement in Iraq?
Well, not exactly. Bremer had indicated there could be elections by the end of next year, but his suggestion they could actually happen as early as mid-2004 is indeed much more optimistic. When an elected Iraqi government is installed, Bremer said, the U.S. will cede authority to the government, noting his job would be over. Now, the legitimacy of Iraq's government is key to raising money to rebuild the country, and I'll just point out that yesterday the World Bank president, James Wolfensohn, said it was unclear whether the U.S.-appointed governing council indeed had the legitimacy to receive international loans, so the issue of when there will be a real government is important.
Will Iraqis be happy to hear all this?
Well, on the one hand, yes, of course, but I think for many Iraqis, it's probably not going to be soon enough. While the U.S. administration is beginning to make modest progress now on some key issues like water and electricity, there's growing frustration. Iraqis had perhaps unduly high expectations of what the U.S. could do, and they're increasingly upset with the American military presence. On the one hand, soldiers here are under attack, but Iraqis see them as unduly trigger-happy and willing to use unnecessarily blunt force to exercise control.
Well, before there can be elections there, an interim government has to be operating, and how is that going?
Well, there is now this 25-member interim governing council, but it's still caught up in administrative issues. It's finally resolved the thorny problem of who should be president by deciding on a revolving presidency among seven of its members. They'll rotate each month in alphabetical order. Now it has to get down to choosing ministers to work alongside the American administrators. And then, only then, it will get down to drafting the Constitution, which will eventually be approved by the Iraqi people in a referendum. Now, all of this must be done before general elections, which Bremer is talking about, can be held.
Now, what about the latest U.S. fatalities?
Well, as you noted, one U.S. soldier was killed and two wounded when gunmen opened up on their tactical operations center northeast of Baghdad. A military spokesman said soldiers from the 4th Infantry Division were attacked late last night. The incident occurred not far from the place where three soldiers had been killed on Saturday when they were hit with a grenade while guarding a children's hospital. The Army has just announced that another soldier was killed and two wounded today when their vehicle hit a landmine. This brings to 52. The number of U.S. soldiers killed since Washington declared the war was over on May 1st, and in the last 2 weeks alone, 19 have been killed. The attacks have not decreased with the deaths of two of Saddam's sons and the stepped-up search for Saddam himself.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.